Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for Dan Issel and Louis Ribot, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
Good Friday morning, everybody. This is Issel and Louis, ESPN 680, 105.7, and the ESPN Louisville app. However you're listening this morning, we appreciate you spending part of your day with us. And as always, the first hour of the show brought to you by Kentucky Tourism. KentuckyTourism.com. Lewis, congratulations to you and our listeners. I think you played no small part in getting the sports wagering bill to the governor's office.
I am not going to take a personal victory lap today, but we got dozens of texts during the show yesterday, which means that many, many more than that people called the number that we gave out yesterday. That I gave out yesterday. Poor Dan had to hear it 200 times yesterday. But it's a reminder, Dan, that in Kentucky, and this is what I learned yesterday, people care about sports around here even more than I thought they did.
Mm.
They really do. And I think a lot of people called who may or may not ever bet on sports. Right? They just know that it's part of the modern fabric of sports, and so it needs to be something that's available to Kentuckians as well. And in a very Pollyanna sounding statement, democracy won the day, Dan. Because what happens when you call that hotline and you get the 100-year-old woman that answers the phone? She hands that note to the representative's, touch person, but they're the touch person for three people in the Senate. And so when you make one phone call, you really make three phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think that stuff matters, I there was talk on this station a little bit yesterday. Hey, politicians are self-serving. They're not going to listen to their constituents. My mother was a politician for 8 years. She had about 70,000 constituents. And she absolutely had her own personal take on many issues. And if she had one, she would vote that way. But if she didn't have a strong feeling about something, she would listen to her constituents about what they wanted, and she would vote that way. And there were senators that got up yesterday and said, I don't like this, but my constituents really want it. And that's the people listening to this show. And that's the people that listen to other shows. And it's the people around the state. It's an interesting day for democracy in Kentucky, Dan, when medical marijuana and sports gaming pass in Kentucky on the same day. It's an interesting day. And by the way, there were just as many calls, apparently, about the medical marijuana stuff as there were for... And that just – the politician in our version of democracy in the United States needs to be a little fearful about losing his job every single day. Every single day. They need to know that they can lose their job.
Well, that's the way it should be. The rest
Absolutely.
Of us go to work. The rest of us go to work knowing if we don't come out and do something that appeals to – the people that sign our checks, we're not going to have jobs. So it should be that way. The interesting point to me was something you brought up yesterday, and that was at least get it to the Senate floor.
Absolutely.
At least get it to a vote. And I think that was what really turned this around, because as you stated yesterday, when people have to put their name on something,
yep.
That's a little different than in the back hallways saying I support this or I don't support it. And there were people who yesterday, Louis, had been pretty staunch advocates against this bill that when it got to the floor, they voted for it.
I mean, the president of the Senate wouldn't bring this to the floor, and then yesterday just votes yes and doesn't give an explanation. I mean, Stivers was one of the names we railed against on this show. And here's the difference. We were told yesterday, and this is how I know the fear of losing your job matters. We were told it was one or two votes, Dan. It passed by a 2-1 margin.
Yep.
2-1. Not two votes. 2-1 margin. People showed up and voted for that because they got those phone calls, because they got those notes. When a senator stands up and says, I want to explain my yes vote, and it's because my constituents want this, not because I want it. That means those notes were fast and furious yesterday. I think a lot of minds were changed on that Senate floor yesterday. And kudos to our listeners for doing it. I'm getting some texts on the text line thanking me. I get it. We have this platform, Dan, and we're able to reach a lot more people than, I don't know, the guy who's working on the line of Ford right now. I get it. I do. Thank you for listening to Ford, by the way. But in the same vein, like, it doesn't – I'm one phone call. At the end of the day, I'm one phone call. It matters that we got dozens of texts yesterday and different people. And so it just – you know, I'm not going to bet a lot on sports. I'm just not going to. It's not my thing. But it is just fun to see democracy work where there's a demand for something and people make it known and everyone goes, oh, crap, I might lose my job. And that's the best version of what we can do here.
Well, I'm like you. I didn't have a dog in the fight because, I mean, I'm a resident of Colorado. And by the way, Kentucky's quickly becoming the Colorado of the East here with all these marijuana bills and sports. And so
you're
going
to have to move back, man. There you go.
Yeah, I could have an app on my phone. I could be betting sports right now. I just choose not to. But when you look at what the sports books that are going to spring up at the racetracks, 7.5%, I believe, and that's going to go to the horse industry, trickle down one way or another, which is very helpful to one of our leading industries in the state. And if you do it on your phone, it's going to get taxed 15%. And I haven't seen any place where that money has been earmarked yet. But at least it's going to go to Kentucky. It's not going to go to Indiana or Ohio or, you know, any
of the seven
else.
States that touch us that all have online.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. So that's why I like it.
It was a short session. It had to be passed by a supermajority. All that being said, Texter says, well done on your work yesterday and congratulations. Yeah, it's weird to say because I understand people thinking that we did a great job here at the station because it got passed, but rather, man, the bigger picture here is what really matters is that I call a couple times a year to that hot. Like, I knew that number. But other people didn't. And now they do, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a real positive. If people can...
I do, too.
Yeah, I think that people need to understand that the people who represent you are available and you can get a hold of them. Like, that matters in what we're trying to do in Kentucky, in the United States, whatever. And so, no, good day yesterday. And one of those days where, and the thing I don't want to do is, you know, I you know, Jimmy and Adrienne and different people we mentioned yesterday, and they voted no, by the way. And Adrienne got up and she explained her vote. Jimmy got up and explained his vote. I respect that. You want to vote no? Fine. But tell me why. I want to know why. And they did that yesterday. Yep. I disagree with them, but at least they did it. And so at least we got that out of them. And so I want to say the two people that I went after the most yesterday actually voted no, got up and said why. So respect to them for at least telling us what you think and what your rationale is for what you did.
Yeah. And you know, I like people knowing the number. I like people getting involved. I tell my kids could care less about politics.
Sure.
I mean, they don't like it, which I understand. They don't want anything to do with it. They don't pay any attention to it. I tell them all the time, you better pay attention to what's going on in the world around you, because if you don't, your great-grandchildren are going to be speaking Chinese. And, you know, there was a national story yesterday. Things in this country are not good right now, Louis. So we need more people to get involved like Kentuckians did yesterday. We need all people to get involved in the politics and know that their voice matters, know that their vote matters, and not just turn their back and say, well, I can't make a difference anyway.
I jumped on 93.9 with Mark Ennis for a couple minutes yesterday, and one of the things that – and by the way, kudos to him, Drew, staying on late. We carried the vote live on 93.9. And
cool.
Yeah, so Mark was hosting all of that. And I think that I called in and he said, hey, you cover horse racing. What do you think this means for horse racing? And on our show, we have said for years, we want these things, simultaneous. We want them side by side because – the guy who's sitting there watching a football game can bet 20 horse races during that football game. I mean, if you bet the Raiders -3, you got to wait 4 hours. There's going to be 12 races an hour during that time, right? And so to me, it's more, like we talked about with the NFL stadiums, Dan, where they want that stuff inside the stadiums because they know that spending begets spending. Right. If you go to gamble, you're going to buy a nice meal. You're going to drink. You're going to whatever. I think that once people make sports betting part of their normal entertainment option, they'll also discover horse racing. Now, is it 100%? No, of course not. But if it's 10%, that's great for horse racing. If it's 5%, that's great for horse racing. So, no, I think these things feed each other. I think it's a rising tide sort of situation. And so I'm excited that way. Does it change my life very much? I don't know that it does. Other than I think that we'll have advertisers on the show that we didn't have before, which is very good.
There you go. We always like that. Now, what is the timeline, Louie? Do you know how long it'll be before Churchill has a sports book?
I do, but that's an off-the-record conversation that I can't have yet.
Oh, now you sound like Mike. Yeah, I talked to Cal about that, but I can't tell you.
Texter, the amount of money that'll be lost by River Lake. I'm with you. The toll folks are very sad today. Texter texting about other issues and wishing people were as passionate about that as I'm with you. I'm not sitting in a chair that my job is to be political every day. My job is to talk sports every day.
Yeah, that's not our show.
Yeah, and I would actually love to do that show, but those outlets are incredibly corporate and incredibly restrictive on how you're allowed to talk about things. So I would never do it. I would never do it.
Yeah.
I could never be on a CNN or a Fox News or an MSNBC or whatever because those you have to talk their narrative or you are done. And I couldn't do that. I wouldn't be able to do that. It's one of the very best things about working here. I've literally never been told what to talk about. Never. Not once. And it's a terrific thing about working here. And so yesterday I just came on. I was like, here's the number. By the way, someone texting it, I saved the number for the legislative hotline into my phone. Yeah, great. Good.
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 Good for you.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Again, 564-8100, like at the top of my brain. Said it so many times yesterday. I went back and listened to a part of the show yesterday just to kind of give a count of like how many times I said the number. It was a lot, Dan.
Oh, it was a lot. Yeah. You were even given the number out during our guests.
During the interviews, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but poor Ben and Jay had to listen to that number. But.
That passing that yesterday made Ben Roberts' job better. I mean, those books are gonna buy ads at the Herald Leader, man.
No question.
They're gonna be able to write articles about betting lines now. Oh no, that is good for the Herald Leader. It's good for ESPN Louisville. It is good in general. And I mean, but again, big takeaway from yesterday, democracy won and it won because people called, man. They did. They emailed, they called, they tweeted. I don't think and this has been said on other shows, I don't think the politicians understood. I think before people's attitude until yesterday was we're never gonna have nice things. And then yesterday it was, hey, jackwagons, give us what we want.
Mm-hmm.
It changed yesterday. There was a sea change in how people felt about it yesterday.
I think some people did. I think some people realized how that there. I read a quote, now I can't remember which senator said it, but he said, this is a sports crazy state. So some people got it, but not everybody. You're absolutely right about that.
At 11.
Hey, Louie, we want
talk
to
about
thank
Bear
George
Knows, yeah.
And the,
well, Bear Knows.
Yeah, the Bear Knows.
Maybe some cheese pizza.
Lunch by the ESPN studios today. Bear Knows has you covered for all of the big events this weekend. Your spot, well, the men's and the women's games are gone, but your spot for all the concerts that they have at the Yum Center. Carry out, delivery, or dine in. There are 14 area locations in Metro Louisville and Southern Indiana. Yeah, it's that good. Bear Knows Pizza.
I was there on Sunday ahead of the Elite Eight game. You forget how cool of a spot that is as a restaurant. You know, kind of set down. You know, you walk down the stairs to get in there next to the bridge. And very cool spot right there on Whiskey Row. Reminder, tonight we will have Louisville baseball 550 on 93.9 at NC State, which is good because the weather here is not good for baseball.
I heard another round of storms coming.
Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah, we need more.
I talked to Lister yesterday, and he said we were just getting most of the trees cleared up from the last storm, and now here comes another one.
We have a texter not happy about the vote yesterday. I think so. That's fine. Okay. Texter, does this mean we can have casinos? So there's a bit of a debate. Go ahead.
I was going to say, the guy who wasn't happy with the vote, you don't have to participate. You don't have to get the app on your phone. You don't have to bet sports. You don't have to do anything.
And you still get to partake of the $25 million in tax revenue that it's going to create every year.
Absolutely.
So high five to you. All right, so the Final Four, Dan, we're going to have I'm going to be very honest. I tried to get people from the different – that cover the different teams to come on. And this is what this Final Four is. So, we had Theo on Monday. Thank God there's one person following FAU basketball. It's Theo.
Florida Atlantic.
Right. No one follows Miami Hurricanes basketball. And I mean no one. They don't exist. And then UConn, all those guys are very the word. They know they're a blue blood and they act like they're a blue blood. So no UConn guys wanted to come on. So I get to San Diego State, okay? And I'm like, all right, what's going on out at the old Union Tribune? Who's covering San Diego? No one. Great. So I got a hold of the three guys who did a GoFundMe for the student newspaper at SDSU that are in Houston, and they're going to call in at 11:30. So we're getting the sports editors for the Daily Aztec, which is the student newspaper at SDSU. I have no idea how this is going to go, but I love the story that they're, you know, that these guys who actually cover San Diego State basketball because they want to be sports journalists for the Daily Aztec on campus there. So we're going to have them on. Prickett, I think is his name. Is the main editor there. There's a couple other guys. And so I have no idea how it's going to go, Avery. You might get phone calls from numerous people, but we're going to figure it out and we're going to have fun. So there you go. We'll do that at 11:30.
I think the area is surprising the paper doesn't have it because the area is really, you know, and it's hard to get Southern California people excited about anything.
Correct, yes.
But I was watching the Rockies game last night and they had it rained. I think they said there have been four rainouts for the Padres since 2006. but it actually rained yesterday, and so they had to bring out some of that stuff that eats the moisture up and fling it around. And while they were doing it, they were on the big screen in Petco Park. They were picking out people who had on San Diego State hats or jerseys. And the crowd, every time they showed a new one, the crowd just went crazy.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
I think there is quite a bit of interest. I mean, you have a team that, first of all, any team that gets to the Final Four is terrific. But, I mean, one that had no expectations of being there, they have to be really excited.
Yeah. I think you're really bearing the lead today, which is that, look, I mean, UAB was favored last night, but North Texas took it to them in the NIT final. Look, if you talk about high-level basketball being played in Orleans Arena in Las Vegas, I mean, that's it. I mean, there's no – when you talk about the pinnacle of sports, Dan, You talk about UAB Blazer basketball, and for them to lose, for them to lose to the Mean Green, is really it's a remarkable thing.
Yeah, no, I couldn't turn it off.
Did you watch any?
I'm proud to say I saw 7 seconds of the NIT, and that was by mistake. It was because it was still on when I turned on the McDonald's All-American game.
Yeah. All right. So so going into the Final Four, Dan, have you changed your mind at all about anything? Having read a couple of things, is it, you know, oh my, FAU actually has their stuff together? Mark Lieberman was talking on the show before us that essentially none of these teams would be in the top 150 in recruiting for the guys. It's an old man Final Four for sure, but have you changed your mind on anything?
I know I have not changed my mind on UConn. I think UConn wins the whole thing, and I think they win tomorrow night handily over Miami.
Okay.
The one I can't, I still can't, I think I said I picked Florida Atlantic, and I'm still, even though San Diego, I think, is now a 3-point favorite, San Diego State, I still like Florida Atlantic. I like the way they play, but that game, I think, will be competitive. I'm not so sure the Miami UConn game will be.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think defense travels. I think San Diego State's the absolute wild card of this weekend because of how they play. And so it really – it'll be interesting to watch how they call the games this weekend, because there were something like 39 fouls in the Miami game coming into the Final Four against Texas. And then the San Diego State game had like 21. I mean, they called nothing at the Yum Center on Sunday. Nothing. Except for that last play, of course. And so just a fascinating – that's the dynamic that I'm going to be watching, is what do they call against FAU? And the thing about San Diego State that stood out the most on Sunday was every time I thought Creighton was possibly going to run away with the game, and they had, I would guess, 12,000 fans in that stadium, something like that, 10, 12,000, and it would get loud, there was no shaking that San Diego State team. They were ready for it. They responded properly. Clearly, the system in place, everyone's bought in, and so no, it'll be interesting to watch to see if that defense travels again. They remind me a lot, frankly, of some of the Tom Izzo teams that have made the Final Four that lose the first game in the Final Four, but that defense got them there essentially.
Mm.
And so it'll be interesting to see if that continues on, but also just how good are the guys at FAU, and because Creighton was able to do some things inside with their big man, and FAU has a very similar center, and so with Golden, and so I'll be interested if he's able to do what Creighton was able to do and get inside, get some points, and do that. But it'll be interesting. I'm with you though. Well, UConn clearly looks like the best team.
Yeah, if Golden has the game that he had last time out, what do you have? 14 points and 13 rebounds,
yep.
Or maybe the other way around. I don't remember, but he was certainly against Kansas State. He was a presence inside, and if he can get that kind of game, then I think Florida Atlantic will be in good shape. What's interesting, I was reading an article this morning that you put on the show sheet about San Diego State, and they're one of these teams that kind of have an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator. And it sounds like their assistant coaches have an awful lot of input. But the thing that was interesting to me was they talked about them, about San Diego State beating
Alabama.
Alabama,
yeah.
Thank you. And what he did was he went back because the Tennessee's defense is as highly rated, or was as highly rated, as San Diego State, and he went back and looked at that Tennessee Alabama game, which Tennessee won, by the way, and kind of built his defense around some of the things that Tennessee was doing, which I thought was very interesting that he would. He would pick that one game because he thought his defense was just as good as Tennessee's defense.
During the game, too, only one Creighton assistant would actually stand up during the game. Otherwise, it was Doug McDermott that did all the coaching. On the other side, it was the complete opposite. Five different coaches stood up and barked instructions on the San Diego State side. Five guys. I mean, no question about it. During the game, you could watch interaction between assistants and head coach on that sideline. So you and I have talked about this a lot with Cal, especially, right, where it's a one-man show and, like, everyone else just sit down and shut up. Man, San Diego State is whatever the opposite of what Cal does, it's the opposite with San Diego State. So that's
I think the important thing to remember, Louie, is you don't have to do what they say.
Correct, right.
I mean, that's your job as the head coach to kind of process everything that's going in there and then say, you know what, that's a good idea. Oh, no, that idea stinks. You don't have to do everything those assistants are telling you, but at least listen to them. That's why you're paying them $1 million a year, for crying out loud. At least listen to them and see, because one man cannot see what 10 finely tuned athletes are doing on the floor. It's impossible. And so, you know, at least take their input and then you decide from there who you want. You know, what changes you want to make, who you want to listen to. But, no, I think that's the way college basketball is going. I mean, you see head coaches all the time spend most of their time talking to the assistants.
Yeah. Well, there you go. If you're Rick Pitino, you fire your assistants 3-4 times a game, and then depending on the outcome, you might love them at the end of the game. But, yeah. Now it is an interesting dynamic because you, I think at one point you kind of equated it to football, right? Where there's sort of a guy running the show, and then there's, you know, guys whose only jobs are defense, only job is offense, that kind of thing. So I think you see it with high level guys too. I mean, I think it's happening in lots of places. So now it's an interesting dynamic going forward. Reminder.
Yeah, and the comparison with head football coaches is a great one. A lot of head football coaches don't call the plays. The offensive coordinator clause of plays. But if the head coach doesn't like one, he, you know, obviously he has the right to change it.
Right. We're going for it on fourth down, or we're going to sneak the ball here or something like that. Absolutely. Reminder, we are your exclusive radio play-by-play home for the NCAA tournament. And in fact, for the Final Four tomorrow and the national championship on Monday. Saturday, our coverage starts at 3:30 right here on ESPN 680, 105.7 and on the app. 93.9 will join after Louisville baseball tomorrow, and then Monday we'll have the national championship game for you. Coverage starts at 9:30 on ESPN 680, 105.7, and again on the app. Very cool this year. I'm very happy that we'll have it on the app, which means you can get it on your smart speaker wherever you're hanging out. All of that on our air here on ESPN 680, 105.7. First hour of the show, Dan, brought to you by our friends at Kentucky Tourism. You got a read for them?
Yeah. When you're ready to explore the outdoors, there's no better place than the Bluegrass State. Hike, bike, paddle, fish, or even venture deep underground. This is Kentucky. Come see for yourself. Plan your summer getaway today at KentuckyTourism.com.
This segment with Dan Issel and Louis Rabeau is presented by KentuckyTourism.com.
All right, welcome back in. 10:30 segment here on a Friday. We made it, people. Despite the rain, it is Issel and Louis taking you up until noon. Fast break Friday, hanging out with your guy Bobby V at noon. And, of course, Andy is live down at Radio Row at the Final Four. Talked to Tubby Smith yesterday, Dan. How about that?
Ooh, Tubby's, that's one of the all-time good guys in sports.
It came across in the interview, too. A reminder, tomorrow we are your flagship for Louisville City FC. The Boys in Purple back in action at Sacramento Republic FC. Jeff Milby, George Davis IV on the call tomorrow night. 9:45 pregame, 10 o'clock kick right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and on the app. I'm smiling, Dan, because we got a lot of good texts today, and I had someone text in that they appreciate that I respond back on the text line. I want to tell everyone who listens to this show, and Pollyanna again, man, I show up every day, and Avery can tell you, how often do I come in a legit, like, actual bad mood?
It's rare.
Like, really rare, right?
Yeah.
I still can't
I think it equates to the amount of times that Thumbs shows up in a good mood.
I'm just really, really tired today.
You sound wrung out today.
I didn't get out yesterday until 9 o'clock.
Oof. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I can tell that the minute you say, hi, Dan, when we hook up, I can tell immediately. And today was not good.
No, neither were you.
I'm in a great mood.
You said you were okay.
My cubbies are 1-0, and you know what they say, Louie. You can't win them all if you don't win the first one.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Watched every pitch. You know, this pitch clock is going to get the exact results that Major League Baseball was hoping about. Yesterday, the games were 21 minutes shorter than opening day last year. Last year, there were two games opening day played under 3 minutes, 3 hours.
Yeah.
3 minutes, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yesterday, there were 10 of them.
Wow.
So it's getting the measured results they were hoping for.
Well, good. That's great. We've had a couple of texts today about it's interesting. It's interesting when these moments happen, Dan. And if you weren't with us for the beginning of the show, we talked a little bit about about sports betting and passing yesterday and the efforts of people around here. And I get it. The community that does build around a sports talk radio station is something that I didn't understand until I really got inside of here. And so, you know, someone texted, you know, hey, thanks for texting back. Man, I love the text line. I love the idea, Dan, that there are people who are listening to us and they, like I text you during a basketball game, they're texting our show. They feel like they're hanging out that way. And I'm so grateful that people feel that way. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, no, thank you. That's it. All right, I'm done. I'll stop being romantic about this. I apologize. it's just sports. Dude, what do you take anything from the Celtics beating the Bucks by 41, or was that just 5 games in 7 days for the Bucks?
No. But here's what I take from it, Louie, and that is Milwaukee has the best record in the NBA. Now the Celtics are really, really good, but they got beat the last game by the Washington Wizards, who are not really, really good.
Correct.
But it just shows me, if you don't come and show up and you're ready to play, I don't care who's playing whom, you're going to get embarrassed.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened. Boston goes into Milwaukee last night, and Milwaukee was not prepared to play.
Mm.
And Boston beat them by 41 points.
Yep.
And that can happen around the league. So it's not always who has the most talent. I mean, that certainly plays into it. But you better be ready to play. You better be ready to give your best effort, or you're going to get your butt kicked. And that's exactly what the Bucks did. Now, they have 5 games to go, and the Celtics are 2 games behind Milwaukee. I don't expect them to catch the Bucks, but I know one thing. Celtics have the tiebreaker because they won the season series. So Milwaukee better be ready to play those last 5 games, or they might wind up as the number 2 seed.
Well, think about this, too. And, you know, we talked about this earlier in the week where, you know, the 10 years ago they were talking about realignment because the West was so deep the East will never recover. Mm-hmm. Think about the Celtics. Their path right now, Dan, would be Heat first round. That was a 7-game series last year. Then they would play the 76ers and then the Bucks.
Good luck.
Holy moly, man. Yep. That has 20 Good games luck. Written all over it if they get that far. I mean, unbelievable. So, no, the NBA playoffs is setting up, especially the East, to just be an absolute dogfight in the best way. It just slugging through. I mean, the Cavs are 48-29, 30-8 at home, and they're the 4 seed. Donovan Mitchell's crushing people.
Do you know, and this is the one that shocked me, because they really have a young team, and usually it's a veteran team that can go on the road and put all of the distractions behind them and win on the road. Do you know what NBA team has the best road record, Louie? It's not in the East.
Is it Sacramento?
Sacramento Kings.
Okay, wow. I don't know.
The Sacramento Kings have the best road record in the NBA. Yeah, no, the playoffs are going to be fun. The West, I don't like the way my Nuggets are finishing up here. Mm. They got beat last night again, and all of a sudden, Jokic is one of these load management guys. He didn't play last night, and, you know, they've got a big enough lead, I guess, that they're going to be the number one seed regardless. But I don't like it when you start losing a bunch of games at the end of the year, even if your playoff slot has been decided. But, you know, there's a bunch of teams out in the West that could catch fire. Durant with Phoenix, they've got to be talked about. You know, the Warriors, even though their road record stinks, the Warriors are still the Warriors.
Yeah.
The Lakers, the Clippers. I mean, you know, NBA playoffs, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, I brought up something with Jay yesterday, and this is Issel and Louie. We'll take you up until noon till Fast Break Friday with Bobby V. I mentioned, hey, what should be the threshold for being NBA first team or being MVP or whatever? And Jay Davis said 65 games. I was stunned you didn't say anything to that.
I just think it's sad. I think it's sad that you have to start talking about putting a minimum number on games. But I
think if you're Adam Silver, that's a very simple thing to do. You got to play 70 games or you're not eligible for these things. It cuts into guys' salaries. It cuts into all kinds of things like that. And that's the kind of solution you can have where you can say, look, I don't mind you taking some nights off, but you're not taking 17 games off, Dan. You missed 24 in your career. We're talking about a threshold of 17 games a season.
Well, you know, Adam Silver, and he was my Monday morning moron a couple of weeks ago. Adam Silver it looks to me like he's afraid of shaking the boat about, you know, doing anything. The penalties that are being handed down to these players out of the NBA front office are minimal at best. Did you see, supposedly, he's rumored to be one of the finalists for the CEO at Disney?
Oh, okay.
I hope he takes it. With those ears, he'd fit right in at Disneyland.
Dan.
They'd get Adam and Mickey mixed up. I just thought of that. That's funny.
Oh, man. Oh. Adam Silver catching strays on a Friday. How about that? Man, oh, man. I will tell you the one thing in the NBA that I'm really happy about is that the lowest scoring team is scoring 110 points a game. The offense is back. I just remember my Pistons ruining basketball in the early 2000s, winning games 70-67.
That's because they were too busy. They were too busy beating people up to score.
Literally. Literally.
No, you look at today's game, and I've made this point numerous times. You look at this game today, and it is so much closer to what the ABA was than what the NBA used to be. It's a joke. Absolute joke.
Well, in a good way, it's much better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Much more entertaining. Up and down and scoring points. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, they don't play any defense in the NBA. That's wrong. Because if they didn't play any defense in the NBA, the scores would be 200-180. So,
all right, your Cubs won yesterday, and I haven't heard about the Cubs. I'm stunned.
Well, no, I talked about the Cubs, and you were reading text messages, and I could tell you weren't paying any attention.
Oh, you mentioned the Cubs? That's great. Oh, so obviously stopped the season, right?
Every pitch, and then unfortunately, when that game was over, I watched a bunch of the Cincinnati Red game. Oh, my goodness, Louie, are they terrible. Absolutely terrible. They brought in a reliever who could not throw a strike. I think he walked in two runs, and the crowd was booing. The only good thing about Cincinnati is that, you know, opening day, they fill the place. the rest of the games, there won't be enough people there to hear people booing. So that's one thing the Reds players have going for them. There won't be 5,000 people there the next game.
All right. Well, okay. I think you're right. I'm not going to pile on the Reds. We are your home for the Reds, by the way, here on ESPN 680 105.7 as they careen toward 100 losses and lose to teams like the Pittsburgh Pirates. You can hear them Sunday against the Pirates at 110 on 680 105.7. The only thing about baseball that excites me is, and it made me realize something yesterday, is I'm way in favor of this pitch clock, but it's not going to help. I'm not going to watch any more baseball.
Really?
I'm not going to. I don't know why, but I'm out on Major League Baseball. I don't know what happened, when it happened, whatever, but I'm out on Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that's because baseball, the Tigers obviously weren't your first love.
You're right. You're right. They weren't.
Yeah.
They were my second. No, they were my second.
The Cubs were my first. I could sit and watch Cub baseball for hours and hours at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, whether Kentucky wins or loses is important to me because I was part of that program. But if you take that relationship out, the Cubs are far and away my favorite team.
Well, and I was over at Churchill the other day and working on credentials and those things. And I have bad news for you, Dan.
I don't get credentials?
Not through the horse racing happy hour. It's going to be through the station.
Okay.
So
does that mean I can't sit with you?
No, the opposite. I can't sit with you. Dan, by the way, Avery, you need to know this. Dan, when I get him credentialed to something, hangs out with me until 2 seconds after the show is over. And then he runs as far from me as he possibly can. I mean, never see him again kind of stuff.
He did his job.
That's exactly what I am to him, just a job.
Yep.
And so...
Well, first of all, to be fair, you act like you have gotten me credentialed to 1,000 events. It's been one.
I would like to point out that Breeders' Cup at Keeneland is worth 1,000 events.
And the first day we sat in a tent. I could have been at my sister-in-law's house and been as close to the track as I was on Friday.
That was in the sales ring.
And then on Saturday, the wind was blowing so bad, I was getting dust in my eyes. So I had to find a better venue on Saturday.
I'm playing that violin for you, Dan. We feel really bad for you. Everybody feels really bad that you got a $5,000 credential. Yeah, it was real, real terrible. Oh, man. So I just anticipate. Well, at Breeders' Cup, it was worth about $5,000. The Derby ones.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Derby.
No, it's like $7,500.
Oaks and Derby credentials worth more than $5,000.
Yeah, it's worth about $7,000-$8,000. Yeah.
You just gave me an idea. I might sell it.
No one is cheaper and poorer than Dan Issel with a 15-year NBA pension. It's unbelievable.
I didn't play in the NBA for 15 years.
All right. Well, with a double-digit year pension from the NBA, I mean, it's unbelievable.
No.
Would you have 9 years?
Nine years. I'm not even fully vested.
Oh, is that right?
Ten years. You have to play 10 years to be fully vested.
So did the rule change help you then for the ABA stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't an NBA pension, but yeah, I got a nice little check from the ABA.
Okay. All right. Well, good. I'm happy. I'm happy that we made that happen, Dan. The things that have happened. Got Ben Roberts a job, dropping dimes work.
That was just a one-time check, so I'm sure it's gone by now. But, you know, that NBA pension is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, man. Not fully vested. I didn't realize that about you, buddy.
No. Only nine years. Hmm. All right. Now don't you feel sorry for me?
I don't.
Okay.
No. I. The list of people I feel sorry for is very short, but you are certainly not on that list. I've been places with you. I do not feel bad for you. Yeah, no. It's not.
Okay.
That's not
all right.
Oh, man. So, I mean, Cubs win their game.
Yeah.
They beat the Brewers.
Impressively.
Do you think,
impressively.
Do you think there's any chance they're actually good this year? How Kool-Aid are you this year?
You know, they're going to be good. I mean, they won't win the division. I think the Cardinals and the Brewers are too strong. But, you know, we've put together a pretty decent pitching staff. One thing that was very Dansby Swanson, who we gave up like $177 million contract to, former shortstop for the Braves. He didn't get much done in spring training. Mm. I mean, his defense is unbelievable, but offensively, and then he comes out and goes 3-for-4 yesterday, Louie, and the hardest ball he hit was the out. He hit a screaming line drive to center field. So they'll be okay. I think they'll be above 500. Not much, but above 500, which is an improvement from last year.
Do you want to hear my hottest baseball take?
Yeah.
They need to abolish the American and National League. All the rules are the same now. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's stupid. Like, have a California division, have a New York division, have a, you know, whatever. I mean, this idea that Chicago Cubs and the White Sox are in different leagues is ridiculous. They should be in the same division. No question.
So then how would you line up the playoffs? The playoffs would just be the teams with the best records?
Yeah, I would just have one league.
But to make that equitable, you would have to, like, everybody in the Central Division, the Cubs, the Reds, Pirates, Brewers, mm-hmm. Cardinals, mm-hmm. they all play a weighted schedule.
Right.
So they all play everybody in that. In their division, like I think it's 17 times a year or something like that, you'd have to make, if you did away with the leagues, you'd have to do away with that weighted schedule as well.
I agree.
Everybody would have to play everybody equal times.
Yeah, I agree. That's what they should do.
Okay.
I just got called a heretic on the text line. I bet a buddy, Texter saying he bet a buddy that the Cubs wouldn't make the playoffs. I don't think Dan's saying playoffs. I think you're just saying, hey, if they go like 83 and 79 or something, that'd be fine. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to make it. They won't make the playoffs, but they'll be more fun to watch than last year.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, you have to remember, I grew up when the Cubs
were terrible.
Last and or next to the last in the National League every year. So I'm.
You know,
you're not getting a maiden with a losing record. I'll tell you that.
It is very funny because the expectations for Kentucky basketball and the expectations for Cubs baseball are whatever the opposite of each other are. Right? Like everyone just shows up to Wrigley because do you remember the Ozzie Guillen line? It was something like Wrigley's a bad bar with a $75 cover charge. I thought that was so brilliant. It's such a good line. And do you remember they let that man coach in the MLB for like 5 years and just say whatever he wanted? He was like Charles Barkley, but not nice, like at all. Like,
yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You're exactly
75
right.
bucks for a bad cover charge. Yeah, it was pretty great. But anyways, the Cubs for a long time, Dan, were good evidence that supply and demand is a real thing. Because there was a demand to just go to Wrigley, and there'd be 30,000 people at a day game for a team that was terrible. And there was no impetus to make the team better or spend money or do anything.
Yeah. Well, I go even back before that, Louie. I can remember when I first became a Cub fan, they would only open the upper deck. Now, this was just a year or two when they were just really bad. They would only open up the upper deck on Saturday and Sunday games.
Oh, okay. Wow.
you couldn't even get in the upper deck on a weekday game. But that was before, you know, the Cubs going to Wrigley Field and Wrigleyville. I mean, there are as many people in the bars around Wrigley Field during the game as there are people in the stands.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's just, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible, the people that show up around there.
A buddy of mine has a condo a block and a half from Wrigley. And he's on the side where they built the hotel. And I remember him telling me they were going to build a hotel at Wrigley. And I'm like, that makes sense, because it's not about the baseball. It's just about being there. It's literally not about the quality of the baseball. It's about being there. So the woman hosting First Take today, like, is giving me vibes of like, this is what my wife would look like if she was on TV.
She is a handsome young lady. I don't know who that is. She's on there instead of Molly today.
Yeah, this is a major upgrade. Yeah.
Yes.
I could see that as your wife.
Yeah.
What's the deal with her yellow fingernails, though? That doesn't go with anything.
Not sure.
She probably got them done for spring. Oh, that's all I can say.
Well, they don't go with the dress she has on.
Yeah, this is why I don't wear yellow.
I've got a funny story. I got the Cubs were in the playoffs. Scott was in college, so this had to be, I don't know, but I got four tickets to a Cubs playoff game, and me and my nephew, I flew to Chicago. He lived in Chicago, and Scott and one of his good friends, who is still a good friend to today, drove from Boulder to Chicago, and the four of us went to a Cub playoff game. But we were in a bar in Wrigleyville, and you know, my nephew and Scott and his buddy were all underage, so the place was packed. So I went to the bar to get us beers, and so I asked Scott what kind of beer he wanted, and I asked my nephew what he wanted, and so I asked Scott's friend what would you like? And obviously he hadn't, you know, done much drinking in his life. He said, I'll have a whiskey sour. So I went to the bar and bought three beers and a whiskey sour. I tease him about that to this day. I'll have a whiskey sour.
Texter, I'm surprised Avery doesn't wear yellow because it's the same color as police caution tape.
I don't look good in yellow. I don't wear orange. I'm very picky with green.
That's a good text. Appreciate good text.
I know. It is a good text. But like, I hate yellow. I have to be tan to wear yellow.
That's a great text. That's a great text.
Oh, man. Well, we are your home for all things instrumental and police caution tape. We are Issel and Louie, taking you up until noon. First hour of the show brought to you by our friends at Kentucky Tourism, KentuckyTourism.com. All of your spring plans. Spring break next week for us, Dan. Spring plans. All the summer plans, the golf, the bourbon trails, those retirement horse farms, even the dining, all those things around the state. Check it out at KentuckyTourism.com. On the other end, I mean, eventually we got to talk about some horse races, right, Dan?
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. Sorry, I caught you off guard there. They're running an Oakland at Gulfstream this weekend.
I had already leaned back in my chair expecting you to take us to break.
We go to break next.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
come on, muscle through it.
But then also say,
hey, you should probably see my specialist.
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.